Our ed team has been looking into why students who start school not knowing English are so poorly represented in gifted programs. The growing concern is that this leaves lots of remarkable talent and potential on the table. NPR's Claudio Sanchez tells us about a program just outside Phoenix that has figured out how to tap into this talent.
Tucked in a quiet neighborhood somewhere between Phoenix and Scottsdale, 9-year-old Vanessa Minero Leon lives with an older sister, a younger brother, and their parents, Hector and Marcela.
Habla de tu papá, hija.
Okay.
Do you speak mostly Spanish at home?
Yeah. It's all Spanish, me.
They live in a lovely home with a big backyard and several pets.
2 rabbits and 2 dogs. I had 2 chickens. One ran away. The other one we ate.
That's Vanessa. When she started kindergarten a few years ago, she spoke only Spanish. And as we can hear, she learned English very quickly. Now, 9 years old, Vanessa loves soccer, makes her own bracelets, reads tons of mystery novels. She's not just smart or really bright, she's gifted. There's a difference.
A lot of the parents will call me and say, my child is teaching himself how to read, but they don't always recognize those indicators of giftedness.
Dina Bruyes, a former bilingual teacher, oversees the gifted program in the Paradise Valley School District, where Vanessa is a fourth grader.
Gifted kids in general, they learn very quickly.
Bruyes says most children need things to be repeated 6 to 14 times before they get it. Gifted kids, usually once. Especially in math, says Bruyes.
I have a fourth grader currently who is taking honors geometry right now.
That's advanced high school geometry, by the way. Bruyes says her program for gifted English language learners, that's ELL for short, is built on testing for giftedness, reaching out to parents, and tons of training for teachers. The program's success, though, has also a lot to do with Bruyes herself. She's driven to find kids who most schools overlook because they're still learning English, like the 9-year-old boy who walked into her class a few years ago.
This was his first formal experience in school in fourth grade. They were undocumented. They live in their car.
Turned out the boy was a math whiz and loved to write poetry. Vanessa's story is more typical. She wasn't identified as gifted until her family moved to Paradise Valley last fall, and Vanessa transferred to Copper Canyon Elementary.
The first thing that caught me was the day I met her.
Catherine Russell was Vanessa's first teacher.
And she was poised and stood tall, and she made eye contact with me. And for a new student to do that is something really, really rare.
Like most teachers in this district, Russell is trained to spot what researchers call gifted traits, and not just IQ.
They hold a conversation with you unlike a child of that age. They're quirky. They are a little bit argumentative, and they keep you on your toes, and they don't let you get away with anything.
They're perfectionists, self-directed. But the research also shows that gifted English language learners are not necessarily great test takers, people pleasers, or hand raisers. Often their parents are recent immigrants, struggling to assimilate. So their kids are more interested in blending in. They're quiet and shy. Bruyes says without proper training, teachers tend to see them as slow learners.
A lot of these teachers will say, how am I supposed to challenge this child? Or what am I supposed to do differently when he doesn't have the language yet?
That's why testing for giftedness is so important. In Paradise Valley, ELL students can test up to 3 times a year with a combination of nonverbal and verbal tests. Once they're identified, gifted ELL students learn with other gifted students, regardless of their English skills. The material they cover is at least 2 years above grade level. Most school districts, though, are reluctant to put gifted English language learners in advanced classes. Experts say Paradise Valley is an exception. It's early afternoon, and back home, Vanessa's busy feeding Jeffrey and Jafrida, her 2 rabbits.
This one eats anything that he can find.
When you carry them for a long time and they're hungry, they bite. It's just like a little tiny pinch.
Next, math homework, dividing incompatible numbers.
For example, 122 divided by 3. So you have to estimate.
Vanessa breezes through it. She loves math, just like her mother.
Sí, me gustaba a mí la escuela, más en las matemáticas.
Growing up in Mexico, she says she loves school, especially math. But she dropped out after 8th grade to help her parents. Midway through our visit, Dina Bruyes drops by. She had not met Vanessa's family and is curious. in part because Bruyas firmly believes that giftedness in math or anything else runs in the family.
When we see one child identified as gifted, I just tell the parents, get the others tested as well.
Vanessa's older sister and little brother, though, have not been tested.
Tiene que preguntar a las maestras para...
Careful not to sound too strident, Bruyas tells their mom her children must be tested as soon as possible. It's too important not to, says Bruyas, as she writes down a name and number to set something up at school the next day. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.